This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. Had a great weekend, great rally in Arizona. You can look at the footage from that right here on Frank's Beach. We had a headline. Brandon, I want to bring that up right away just to tell you, I just seen this, how rotten the media is. I mean, all the things that came out of Arizona we're going to talk about. And here's what this reporter put up. Can you pull it up, Brandon? I text it to you.
Yep.
Okay. Let's blow this up, everybody. Let's blow this up and let's all see. Let's see who the horrible journalist is first. Okay. Let's put the journalist up. I want her name to go out everywhere. What's her name, Brandon?
Julia? And what's her last name there, guys? Can you just read that? Sequi. Julia Sequi, it looks like.
Okay, I want to put her name up. I want everybody to know her name. What a rotten, horrible journalist. You know, she mocks my crack addiction here. Says he was on crack for the past 3 decades. That's not the content we were talking at all. We were talking about how people didn't think they have been so aware now about how politics, how this horrible government or whatever's in power right now is doing to our country, and then how important politics are in our daily lives. And what I said was, yeah, I said back then I was on crack. I said I've told that story many times, Julia. You know, if that's all you got out of this rally, Julia, what's her name? Julia what?
Sequoia.
You know, let me tell you, Julia Sequoia, whatever your name is, you're disgusting. You're absolutely disgusting. So this is the headline that comes out of Arizona about Mike Lindell being on crack for 3 decades. And let me tell you, as long as you're making a joke out of it, Julia, anybody out there, addiction is no joke. And we're gonna send you right now. We're going to talk about the Lindell Recovery Network.org. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. Logan, maybe you could type that up and put it up on the screen. I want everyone, you can go to that website. It's free for anybody in addiction. It's free. Okay. People need to, and by the way, it's on Frank's Beach here. I want to show you the new part of our app. Brandon, maybe you can pull up Frank's Beach. Why don't you pull up Frank's Speech? I want to show everybody something
All
on
right.
there. So let's just a terrible, terrible journalist for Yahoo News. Just disgusting. And this is what's wrong with journalism nowadays. I mean, I don't even think Zachary would do something like that. Maybe he would, but just disgusting. Of all the news that came out of Arizona that we're going to cover. Okay, right here. If you go down a little higher there, Brandon, I want to show everybody. Right there, you guys, when you get to Frank's Speech now, where it says Moment of Truth, that's a menu. If you see there, let's go through the menu. That's a 10-script menu. So you have Moment of Truth. Hold on, just slow down. Go back where you were. Okay, we're going to go through all the 10 menu items. You guys need to know about this. The Moment of Truth Summit. The most important event in this country's, one of the most important in history. I believe people will look back and say, yeah, that was one of the most important events in our country's history. The Moment of Truth Summit is going to be televised right here on Frank's Beach worldwide. You guys need to tell everybody about this. Everybody. I'm telling you, you want to do something for your country and help save our country. You tell everyone they need to watch that from start to finish. It's going to change this world forever. Go to the next one is Cause of America. Any of you out there that want to get involved in your own state, reach out to Cause of America. There's a library there, too, if you need stuff, if you need help with anything. The Cause of America is like the hub of a wheel to the nation. If you have anything you need there, like you want to know about what you can do in your state, canvassing, like I say, there's a library of evidence there, everybody. You can go there. You want evidence in your state. Everything there is a one-stop shop. Now then you see the My Store. The My Store is there. Now, by the way, in the My Store, right now, once you click on the My Store, there's the new coffee, everybody. There's the coffee, and then you go down, Brandon, scroll down, and then you see all these entrepreneur items. Keep going. You know what? You need to call. We didn't get the items put up, but they I need to call them up right now and tell them we need to get 12 more items up, or we'll talk when we're done. Just remind me. Okay, go back, Brandon. Go back to the menu. Okay. Everybody with My Store, use that promo code. You can use the promo code. We're testing the coffee. Use coffee7 for the coffee. The coffee has been just huge. I actually had to order another semi-load this morning, Brandon.
Awesome. That's awesome.
No, it's been really good. Okay, so go back to the menu. I wanted to show everybody. Now, as you slide over, now there's the Frank Clips. If you click on Frank Clips, everybody, here's something else you can do every single day. All those clips you see there, as you see, there's Emerald Robinson and all these. There's Carrie Lake. That clip right there should be shared everywhere. There's where Mike Lindell.
By the way, everybody should tweet, text, email, get her, Facebook, call your friends. Carrie Lake will be with Mike live in about 20 minutes.
20 minutes, Carrie Lake will be on, everybody. Remember, she's running for governor in Arizona. She's become a great friend of mine, and she is amazing. Everybody, you can share any of these Frank clips. What we put up there, these are very important clips that need to be shared every day on your social media, on every platform. And what I do, Brandon, I'm going to show everybody how I do it. It's to go up to just pick one. Okay, so if you go down, if you see that little blue, the blue thing on the right there, you would click on that blue thing and just copy that link, and you can share it on every one of your social media platforms. Everyone, that's the easiest way to share it. Then you don't have to log in to all those icons like it gets frustrating. You share it to every single one of your platforms. You guys, you should do this every day. Please, if you want to help, this would be such a big help. Okay, go back, Brandon. Go back to the menu. Okay, go back to the menu. Now, remember, you guys, there's 10 things across. There's Frank Clips. Now we have the Lindell Recovery Network. We just talked about that. If you're in addiction, you know, that horrible journalist from Yahoo making fun of crack addiction. Disgusting. Lindell Recovery Network right there. You can get help for any of your loved ones for any kind of addiction. It's free, everybody. Go to the next one. There's the Frank Social. Remember, everybody, Frank Social is up and running. If you have a Frank Speech account, you can cross over. You go right there. It's up above, too, in the menu. But if you're tuning in right now, I want you to there's where you can sign up for Frank Social. Get your Frank Social account as soon as possible. Then there's election code. So you see the election code. Brandon, you see that?
Yep.
There's election code. You guys need, if you go there, that's the trailer. You can share that out, or you can sign up there, get a free download of the movie. That movie by Lara Logan is going to premiere August 20th during our summit, free to the world. But you can sign up at election code right there. You want to sign up to get a free copy of the movie. It's a full feature film, and I'm giving it away free to the world. It's free. You can't beat free. Okay, then there's the MyPillow website. You can skip past it. You guys can use the promo code L77 on the MyPillow website there. But now you go to the Lindell Report, and you can see my report daily. You just click on that, and you can see the ones that you've missed or whatever and get your information there. Go ahead and click it, Brandon. Here's a free copy of my audiobook. If you can go back. If you go, okay. Anyway, so all the there's the 10 menu items, everybody. We made this very simple for everybody. Right there, you go to, there's a listen to the audio, the listen to Mike's book for free. Now, anything else you want to find on here, on Frank's speech, use the search button. Use the search button. And these things will change from time to time, these top 10 things, depending on what's going on. But right now, the most important thing is you've got to get the word out for the Moment of Truth Summit. We have 4 weeks to do it, everybody. We need 100 million minimum to see it. I'm hoping we get 1 billion people. There's something else the media can mock me for. Won't that be something if we actually get the whole world to watch this and we get out of this attack on our country and get things right? Okay, Brandon, let's go to, let's talk about, you guys, I want to talk about, let's talk about what came out of Arizona. We were down in Arizona, everybody. Last week, we had the hearing. There was a hearing. Remember, I have said, everybody, the judges are going to be huge in bringing back this country. They are making great decisions every day. You're just not hearing about them, everybody. But they're slowing the destruction of our country. And then there's also proactive ones that are going to get our country back. And one of the things down there, we had that Obama-appointed judge, he in Arizona, he accepted to look at the case, to hear the case of the preliminary injunction that Carrie Lake put forward. And when she comes on, we can talk a little bit more about that. But to get rid of the machines, everybody. And then, when I did my speech at the rally in Arizona, this is where it's at. You know, we have to get rid of the machines. During the hearing, it was very important. One of the lawyers, Brandon, said, he goes, the judge asked him, said, well, you know, there's vulnerability in every election, whether it's electronics or whether it's humans. And that's true. I'll give him that. But the difference is, and like the lawyer said, it takes just a few people or maybe even one person to steal millions of votes. Where if you were going to steal, let's say you were going to steal 50,000 votes, you're going to steal 50,000 votes and you had to do it with people counting, you'd have to have a lot of people involved in the theft. But when you do it with the computer, it's bing, bing, and you can access that to those two. I love bringing her up, the nice lady in Georgia and her husband, three Democrats in a primary on May 24th. She wakes up in the morning and she says, honey, we got zero votes in our own precinct. Well, crooked Brad Ratzenberger should have gave her at least two, and they wouldn't have had a leg to stand on. You know, they would have said, sorry, you don't have any friends. But instead, crooked Brad was caught, so he has to open up the machines. He has to open up the machines, and he did a quick two-day audit. Didn't even take that long and said, oh, we found the mistake. You really got 3,700 and some votes. You now, congratulations, nice lady, you went from third to first, okay? This is happening all over our country as we speak. Peggy, I believe her last name is Hubbard. We had her on our show, Brandon. We had her on our show last week from Illinois. She's a mother of five, I believe. She's got worked for the IRS, a police officer. I think she's a veteran. She went all over tens of thousands of miles put on her car, all over the state of Illinois, from the projects down to the rural, everywhere. She went everywhere. She didn't care. She wanted everybody to go see everybody. She was the odds-on favorite, huge favorite. Here comes the election. It's going along. Here's the race. The race is on, and the algorithms are working, and she's still winning. They stopped two counties. They stopped the machines for an hour and a half. Watch, everybody. Machines are turned back on. What? She lost? This is the world we're in. One hit of the button. It's computerized stuff. You know, it's got to be gone. And I want to tell you, but I want to circle back to the judges. So we need judges to make rulings. They need to go before the judges. And we just had, and if you don't think judges are making good ruling, you know, to show Brandon the nonsense, I gave it to you. I think it was on a Facebook thing or something. Yeah, I gave it to you today.
Yes. On okay. Yep, there it is.
Here it is. Okay, on RSBN, now I want you to click on this. A Trump-appointed judge blocks Biden administration's transgender policy for schools, sports, and bathrooms. So what this was, a judge said, this is nonsense. Women can't play, men can't play women's sports. You're two different bathrooms. And transgenders, you know, this is complete nonsense that he stopped, this judge. Okay. And I like, you know, the, even though I don't care who appointed the judge, we had the great ruling down there in Arizona by an Obama appointed judge. The judges are people, everybody. They're people. Okay. A year and a half ago, remember all you lying journalists out there, no judge except for one has ever looked at the evidence ever. Antrim County, Michigan, a year and a half ago, looked at the evidence and said, whoa, 7,000 votes were flipped out of 15,000 people in the county. They called, he didn't know what to do with it, so he kicked the can down the road. He did not rule on it, Brandon. He did not rule on it.
Wow.
The other judges in the country did not want to be the first one to look at anything. They were either out of fear or whatever, many reasons we don't know, but we do know now, whether it's the election or all the nonsense going around in our country, they have been the ones, the heroes have been stopping it. They're judges. They're supposed to use their common core moral existence and follow our Constitution. And look at that great judge in Florida that got rid of the mask mandates and said, that's nonsense. Ain't gone. Look at the... Look what they did after Afghanistan, when about 10 days later, just to deflect from Afghanistan, they put out, if you have 100 people in your company, you have to turn into a junkie and keep taking shots. Well, what happened? Judges, attorney generals got together, and then a judge made a ruling, and what did he say? Nonsense. It's against the Constitution, against our rights. And this is where we're at. I'm telling you guys, and this big, when we do the 20th and 21st, August 20th and 21st, imagine a trial, Brandon. One of the days we're going to have all 50 states are represented. We've got thousands of people coming now. It's not open to the public, everybody. Don't get all excited. You can watch it right here on Lindell TV, and you're going to watch it 24/7 for 2 days. We're starting at 9 a.m. on the 20th. We might even have, Brandon, I think we're even going to have probably the night before, everybody down in Missouri talk, you know, we'll probably have some, we might be live here that night just talking about the great things to come those 2 days, inspiring people to get everybody you know to watch. I'm telling you, everybody, you want to win this, you need to tell the world about those 2 days. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit. This is going to be all 50 states on stage. It's going to say what their footprint is, the great things going on, because you all need to know the hope. We're going to have a trial. Think of it as a trial, Brandon. Who's on trial? Do you know who's going to be on trial? The machines are going to be on trial.
I was guessing the machines.
The machines, all of them. From ES&S, yes, ES&S, you're right there at the top of the heap. ES&S, Hart, Diebold, Smartmatic, Dominion. You're going to see how the names have changed. Or they shuffle the deck and they come out with this. It don't matter. We're going to show. It's going to be, this will be the trial of our world forever. You know, this is it. This is it. And we've got to show everybody around the world what, you know, we have 7 hours the one day, 7 hours. Showing all this, and it's going to be amazing. We're going to have lawyers there, you know. Here's lawyers, and they're going to say here's the law, here's this, you know, here's what happened. We're going to bring up the gift that keeps giving, which is Georgia. Georgia just keeps on giving the gifts. I don't think they can do one thing in Georgia that doesn't involve machines and corruption. But the government, I mean, not the people, Brandon, the government. Brad Rassenberger. Mm-hmm. But we have a big, Caitlin, I needed to go get that green folder I had in there that I took notes with Michael Gableman just now. You guys, Janelle Branchen, is it? Janelle Branchen. And I was talking to
Janelle her, Branchen, her, she's Michael chairman.
Gableman. Yeah. I want you to put up her
she's
letter.
Chairman?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, she is, I want you to put up her letter where I'm getting my notes. You got, read this letter, Brandon.
She's the chairman, by the way. She's the chairman of the Committee on Elections for the state of Wisconsin.
Right. You guys, this was July 22nd. What is this? A few days ago. Read the headline.
Yep.
The headline says what? I can't see it on the screen.
Yep, I'm going to have to bring it up myself. Hang on, Janelle.
Lower it on the screen, please.
Yep.
Lower it more. There it is. Representative Branchen calls for decertification of the November 2020 presidential election. You guys, what is she again? She's the
she's the chairman. She's chairman of the board on elections. Mm-hmm.
Right. She's had it with the WEC. One of the most they're as crooked as Brad Rassenberger, but there's six of them. They're like the Secretary of State of Wisconsin. So anyway, if you go ahead and read this, why don't you read it? And then I'm going to tell you the notes I have and what we're going to do about it. I'm just going to show you one example when you talk about a state. So there's been so much in Wisconsin, everybody, that has went on. Michael Gaiman, the great Supreme Court, ex-Supreme Court judge, he did a 7-month or almost a year investigation that Robin Voss, the Speaker of the House, had him do. And we're going to talk about crooked Robin Voss in a minute. Go ahead and read this, Brandon.
All right. Gateway Pundit. It's also at Gateway Pundit. I'm just pulling it up so I can see the bigger. Okay, here we go. Here we go. The bigger text, so it's not so small. All right, Madison. State Representative Janelle Branchen, chair, this is her press release, chair of the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections, has declared her request for decertification of the November 2020 presidential election with the following statement. Quote, fair and honest elections are the cornerstone of our democracy, and we know that the 2020 presidential election was neither fair nor transparent. A handful of rogue clerks, along with the Wisconsin Election Commission, decided they would subvert our election process with private money, drop boxes, illegal use of indefinitely confined provision, and elimination of special voting deputies. We will never know the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. We have been told for months now that decertification is impossible, meaning there is no downside to cheating in Wisconsin elections. How many more times do we need to endure this election injustice? I will join Representative Rantham's call for decertification as I see no other means of justice for Wisconsin voters. We have been unable to stop the Wisconsin Election Commission, a tyrannical agency that has created voting guidance to clerks while subverting the legislature and has no regard for existing laws. Our democracy is in jeopardy.
Okay, I'm gonna frame this for everybody. When she said, "Okay, I'm getting an echo here." Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna frame this for so Janelle. In Wisconsin, the WEC is a crooked panel of six they put in to act like their Secretary of State, and what she's saying, we will never get to the bottom of the 2020 election if we don't decertify. This is what she's saying, everybody. When you decertify a state, all you're doing is you're pulling down your electors. So Wisconsin's electors would be pulled down. It doesn't mean they go to Donald Trump. You realize that, right? Right, Brandon?
Yes, that's right. Yep.
They don't go to Donald Trump. What they do, they find out what happened. They go through and say, and you have judges, and we go, hey, this is illegal, this is illegal, this is a felony, this is a felony. And then they look at it, and then they can go, Donald Trump won. And then you can do it. You have an investigation. You know, it's called what all the states should have done, but they're all getting done now, everybody. And anyway, it's so, I was talking to them today, and I don't know, you know, when you talk about Republicans, I don't know which is more criminal. and it would be Wisconsin or Georgia. Because the WEC has committed so many crimes, and so has Brad Raffensperger. So they're really neck and neck. But anyway, I'm gonna do something right now, Brandon. I'm gonna give an endorsement out. Okay.
Okay.
I'm endorsing Adam Steen for District 60, the 63rd district in Wisconsin. Now, I wonder who he's running against, Adam Steen. Robin Voss. I'm telling you, Wisconsin, you all need to vote for Adam Steen. You got to get rid of Robin Voss. He's the number one. He's in the top 10 in the United States that's blocking this whole election in the whole country. There's no one. You got him. You got Rusty Bowers down in Arizona. You got Brad Raffensperger over in Georgia. He's in the top 10. He's Wisconsin's number one block. Shame on you, Robin Voss. You are a lying, disgusting human being. What he's done, I also heard, Brandon, that all he did was badmouth Donald Trump for 4 years. I've talked to many, many Republicans there when they would be in their caucuses and talking. He badmouthed them all the time. Shame on you, Robin Voss. When you badmouth the greatest president, you're badmouthing all of us. Just disgusting. And then he sits there, and he had a picture taken with Donald Trump last year, and he uses that, Brandon, to act like he's got his backing. You follow me?
Yep.
Good old Reince Priebus went and got him a picture, I believe, and Robin's running around using that picture like the president's backing him. The president, Robin Voss is against all of it. He's against America. He's against Wisconsin. He's against your freedoms. He's blocking everything in Wisconsin. The guy should be one of the ones right behind them prison bars when we melt down the machines. I've talked to him many times. The guy lies. Do we have the clip, what he said? Do we have that clip?
Yes, Brandon? We do.
On May 24th, I want everyone to listen to this. Robin Voss, I talked to him so many times, one time for an hour and a half, and said, Robin, why did you hire Michael Gableman? Why did you hire Michael Gableman to do this huge investigation? And Michael came back and said, hey, we need to decertify Wisconsin. It's all, you were right. It's all corrupt. Donald Trump won. This is crazy. Look at this. We got to get rid of the machine, drop boxes. Our voter rolls in Wisconsin are some of the worst in the United States. Donald Trump won Wisconsin by 250,000 votes minimum. Instead, they say he lost by 20,000. All down tickets, everything, Brandon. It's so corrupt there. But Robin Voss said, Mike, I can't do nothing unless I get a my hands are tied unless I get a Republican governor. Robin, you ain't ever getting a Republican governor unless they want you to have a Republican governor, the machine people. But Robin Voss, since you're in on it, I understand. Robin Voss, you have to be in on it with your behavior. Brandon, show that clip.
Okay, here we go.
You cannot go back and redo the election. You just can't.
Some people are unhappy with that.
I trust me, I know. But I would say if there is an overwhelming amount of fraud that is proven in a court of law, not just suspicion, not just something that we think happened, but that we are able to prove, that's the only time that you can go back and do something like that.
Right. Now, everybody, does everybody realize that was on May 24th? And what happened about a month ago, they ruled that the whole election in Wisconsin was illegal. But that was with the Dropbox and stuff, Brandon. You right?
Right. That's right.
The ruling we had that came down in Wisconsin made it all illegal. I think we had that clip too, but I don't know if you can find it or not. I know we got to get Kerry Lake on here. But they ruled that the Wisconsin election was illegal. So, Robin, you lied to the American people. You lied to the state of Wisconsin. You're one of the biggest liars this country has ever seen in history. Robin, shame on you. Shame on hurting our country. As far as I'm concerned, you're one of the biggest traitors that ever lived. Traitor. He's a traitor to our country. So I'm telling you, everybody, you get it. This is just one. Oh, don't worry. We're going after Wisconsin. Janelle Branchon to decertify all of you legislatures in Wisconsin. You don't need Robin Voss. Get out and tell him, you know what? We want to decertify Wisconsin tomorrow. Just because he's a speaker.
And by the way, the primary for Wisconsin is coming up August 9th. August 9th.
Okay.
And I had Augustine here on Lindell TV about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Well, you're always ahead of us, Brandon. I just got, you know, I'm always the last to hear. Adam Steen, everybody, you need to vote if you're in Wisconsin. I'm going to be doing all kinds of stuff to help out this campaign. I'll tell you that. Robin Voss has to be beaten. This guy's the biggest blocker to Wisconsin, and he's in the top, I would say he's in the top six in the United States. He's with Rusty Bowers, Brad Raffensperger, and Robin Voss. There's the triple crown of corruption. There is no way that Robin Voss can sit there. We're not going to let him wreck Wisconsin, the United States. It's just criminal. District Adam Steen, vote for him. The 63rd District of Wisconsin, it's against Robin Voss. We got to get Robin Voss. Robin Voss, if he had 1 ounce of decency, Brandon, he would have already done something. Your ship has sailed,
exactly.
Robin. You don't, Robin, your ship has sailed. You're out. You're out, you think it's all politics and why you didn't do that? He can say, well, he can't say, well, I didn't know, because he's the one that said he would pull down the election if there was a ruling, and there was a ruling in Wisconsin a month after he said that and said, where a judge said, you know what? Our election was illegal in Wisconsin. The drop boxes, whatever they said, are totally illegal. Wisconsin, you can decertify tomorrow, get rid of Robin Voss, get your state back, and then it'll be one little chunk of our country back. Shame on you, Robin Voss.
The citizens of Wisconsin need to let their elected officials know you want them to come back in for an extraordinary session. That's what it's called, an extraordinary session. And you need to let your elected officials know if that's what you want them to do. You need to call them and let them know you want them to come back in for an extraordinary session and decertify.
And decertify. Brandon, when Carrie Lake's on here, I want Logan to look for the list. We had all the lists for everybody in Wisconsin at one time. We had their phone numbers and everything. We're going to get that posted back up, everybody. Everybody in the United States. This isn't just a Wisconsin thing. Everybody in the U.S. should be calling them people and just bringing them off the hook. You need to go back in for an emergency session. This isn't just about Wisconsin anymore. What Robin Voss is doing, he's doing to every single person in this country, stealing our freedom. Robin Voss is top of the list. I mean, it's disgusting. And he's blatantly said straight out that you could do this. He's a liar. At least Brad Raffensperger just puts his crookedness right out on the table, and Rusty Bowers, right? They just put it right out there. Robin Voss tries to play both sides of the fence, you know, whatever he's doing. Lies one day, doesn't, you know, oh, yeah, you can't do it. You're out of excuses, Robin. We want you gone. The state of Wisconsin and our government, we want you gone. Go fishing or something before you get put behind bars and we find out why you're doing what you're doing. There's no reason he should be blocking, Brandon. There's no reason. He has to be either in on it, or he is the biggest traitor this country's ever seen. You know, he'll go down in the history books. As history will be written, Robin Voss, traitor to our country. He's disgusting. So anyway, we need an extraordinary session. This is a crisis. We're in the biggest crisis in history, and you got people like Robin Voss. The traitors pop their head up, and Robin's number one. Number one in Wisconsin. We're going to have our top 10 traitors of the country. He still hasn't passed up Alan Duke, because Alan Duke was on a national level when he covered everything up on Facebook. You know what, Alan Duke is the number one. We got to put Alan Duke at number one because he's the Facebook fact checker that covered everybody up. Right? Right, Brandon?
That's right. That's right.
It's disgusting. Well, is Carrie here yet?
Carrie is with us. Carrie, welcome back to the Lindell Report with Mike Lindell.
Hi, guys. How are you? Good to see you.
Good.
Hey, Carrie. I'm on a roll about Robin Voss in Wisconsin. I know you got Rusty Bowers down there in Arizona, but it seems like every state has their Rusty Bowers or their Robin Voss. But Robin Voss has a chance. He had a chance to be a hero. Instead, he's a traitor. And that there's nothing in between. I'm sorry. We're at a time in history. This is disgusting. I've had it. This is absolutely disgusting what he's done to the state of Wisconsin and what he's done to our country. And you got that down. I know you're
we have a whole bunch of that. We have more than just Rusty. Got the board of supervisors. Anybody, yeah. Mike, who stood in the way of getting this forensic audit done, anybody who is sticking their head in the sand and not looking at the evidence out there, to me, I don't have time for them. They don't care about America, and they need to go. They need to be voted out of office because we are all about saving this republic and making sure we have the most secure and honest elections in the country. And we will, when I'm elected, restore faith in our elections. We're going to look back through 2020, figure out who was behind that fraud and corruption, and we will hold people accountable. And we are going to have honest elections come hell or high water here in Arizona.
Hey, Carrie, did you hear about my recycling project that I want to start in Arizona when you're governor, about melting down the machines and turning them into prison bars?
Well, that's a great idea. Remember Sheriff Joe Arpaio, he said, I'll never turn a criminal away. If they need to be locked up, we'll find space for them. I feel the same way. We will we'll find space for these people.
He got a lot of applause at that rally. Yeah.
Yes, he did. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He got a standing ovation, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. And you know why, everybody, you know, he stood up. He stood up for our Constitution and what was right. You know, I mean, he stood up for what's common sense. I think nowadays, Carrie, common sense just gets thrown out the window. But we've got, it's, you know, people, I've said it before, the 2020 election will be the most important election in history because we've learned so much from it. And even candidates like yourself, I mean, to me, if you can track everyone's reason for running and stuff is the nonsense. It's like nothing makes sense anymore in politics. And it seems like they either have their personal agenda or it's a weird agenda going, why would you make those decisions? Why would you make this when it doesn't help anybody? You know, and you're the number one. I was going to say, there's a reason you, and I told you this when I seen you in Arizona, you are the number one candidate. You're America's candidate for governor. I mean, and there's a reason for that. And you are, and I hear it everywhere across our country. And because you're at the, you know, if we don't have our elections, if our elections are corrupt, everything else doesn't matter because it all stems from who you elect, right?
Yeah, including one of the, you know, I think our elections are the number one issue, but that also a number one issue is the wide open border. And if we would have had an honest election, we wouldn't have a wide open border. So all of the problems we're dealing with, Mike, stem from this fraudulent, corrupt election. And that's why we've got to get to the bottom of it, figure out who is behind it. And most importantly, reform our elections so we never have a stolen election again. And, you know, much like President Trump, I'm in this for noble reasons. I don't want a long career in politics. Politics is grimy and slimy, but I saw that we were in trouble. We didn't have any America First candidates. We didn't have anybody who was willing to be honest about the election. And the people of Arizona recruited me and asked me to run for office. And so I'm doing so to bring some transformation to Arizona, turn things around, and make sure we have a state where our kids can be proud, where our kids can actually take advantage of the opportunities before them, and where we have a safe state and honest elections. So we're doing really well. We just got some new polling numbers I wanted to share with you, Mike.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to say, everybody, because that's what I was just going to say, is I endorsed Carrie Lake almost a year ago. Donald Trump endorsed you almost a year ago, I think it was. But I want to say this. This is what I want everybody to hear. And all you bad guys out there that are watching, all you Rusty Bowers out there that are probably part of this big rigged in these machines, we now have a way to watch the election in real time. And we're going to know if you try and take this from Carrie Lake. Because you know what? You're not going to be able to do it because the poll numbers are high. Carrie, tell us those poll numbers.
Yeah, well, they're huge. I mean, Data Orbital, this is a firm here in town, and they are pretty accurate. They've been very accurate. They have us up 12 points. We're at 44. My Rhino opponent is at 32. We just got the one from Barris, which is the nation's most respected pollster. They have us up 14 points. So there's no way my opponent can win this. I mean, the only way they win it is if they want to rig it. And we are watching like hawks. And we
Right.
will not allow our election to be stolen. And if they think I'm a fighter now, Mike, just wait until I've had something stolen from me. It's going to be
No.
radioactive.
We're gonna be watching, and I know yeah, I don't want it to be like the example. We have so many examples. I've said it before you came on, and I say it every night. We have this nice lady, these three Democrats over in Georgia, this nice lady and her husband. They wake up the morning after the election and go, they got 0 votes in their own precinct. So
Right.
old crooked Brad Raffensperger, if he'd have gave them two, Kerry, they probably wouldn't have had a leg to stand on. They were going, I'm
And they were
sorry, you really
Democrats.
liked you with your husband. But they
And
had
they
to
were
look at it.
Democrats.
And they were Democrats.
Right.
And then they looked at the, and then they did something that's unbelievable. Is they did a 2-day audit and they looked inside the machines. Let's see what's in there. Oh, there's 3,700 votes for you, nice lady. You went from third place to first place. So this is what I'm putting all the bad people on record right here on this show, and I'm going to share this everywhere. The polls, I had polls, you were up as high as 18. So I'm going to, I'm telling everybody
Ooh,
they're double
okay.
digits. They're double digits out there. And anybody that thinks that we're not going to let happen to you what crooked Brad Raffensperger just did in the state of Georgia, which by the way is under investigation, every single county in Georgia. I mean that because of Raffensperger was polling, he was at 38%, and all of a sudden the next day 51%. Okay, Brad, come on.
Yeah, doesn't
A
make sense.
fifth grader
I
can
don't buy it.
understand it doesn't work, and
Well,
so they.
I'll tell you this much, Mike. The people will not put up with it. They will not take another stolen election. We have the people behind us in huge numbers. This is such a grassroots movement. People in politics in Arizona say they've never seen anything like it in the history of this state. This is a movement of the people of Arizona. They're tired of the McCain mafia running the show. They're tired of the establishment. They're tired of the Uniparty, and they want a governor who's going to represent the people. The people will be my boss, and they know that. They know I'll represent the people, and they will not stand for another stolen election, especially from this rhino who I'm running against. I got to show you this. This is unbelievable. I can barely lift it. Ugh, heavy. This is over 1,000 pages of
Right.
fraud. I think it's fraud. It's maybe we need to have the courts look at it. My rhino opponent, who is a billionaire, her husband wrote her a blank check to run for office. But because she didn't want it to look like she had no support from the grassroots, they employed a fundraiser to trick elderly people out of their money to make it look like they had small donations. So they sent out text messages to primarily senior citizens. And the senior citizen would click on a link that said, do you want to help build the wall in Texas? Or do you want to help President Trump with his social media? They would click on that. And little did they know, they're making a donation, $100, $50. And it turned into be a recurring donation going to my rhino opponent. These poor elderly people, and this is all of them, the poor elderly people in this. They don't even realize they're making a donation to her until they find out when maybe their adult daughter or son starts pouring through their,
That's funny.
credit card, and they say, "Who is this person you're making a monthly donation to?" She's had more or demands for refunds than any other political campaign we've ever seen, and it's unethical, and she's going after people who are on a fixed income just to make herself look good.
And that's just got and everybody that's just this goes back to Kerry. I want to tell you the well, first of all, and something like that, I'm very well familiar with advertising. Okay, that's probably so many violations there you can't even imagine. Criminal violations, everybody. These are criminal. When you're doing any kind of advertising, there's FTC violate. There's all kinds of violations. You can be sued for a one time they sued me for California did because somebody called me a sleep expert, and you have to go to 2 years of college to be a sleep expert or some crazy thing. So what I'm saying is those rules there. on especially Texmark, you know, they have huge regulations and rules behind it. I guarantee you they're breaking the law, but they don't care. And they don't care. And, you know, when we get through, that's another thing, too, is I really believe that the sheriffs, you know, where the sheriffs and the judges are also going to help bring back this country, because all these crimes that are being committed, who's going to prosecute? If there's a crime there, you just showed us that stack. If there's something going wrong, who's going to dig into that? They're just going to, if you well, have, you know.
And she's a billionaire, Mike. So let's say they do take this to court and then they go, oh, well, we didn't know. Well, whatever they say, then they pay the fine. She's got plenty of money. They pay the fine. They get slapped on the wrist and they go away. But what we're going to do, I'm going to work with the lawmakers in this state to make sure that this kind of fraudulent fundraising where you're tricking people, primarily elderly people, you're tricking them out of their hard-earned money. I want to make sure that's considered a crime in this state.
And well, disgusting. Look at Wisconsin when they tricked the elderly there in the nursing homes out of their vote. You know, out of their vote.
Makes me sick.
They took their votes, and that's what was the whole WEC, the Racine County Sheriff, that did press charges, and it all got kind of washed under the table. And the crime, this is what Janelle Branchon, she brought up. She said enough crime is enough, and they want to decertify Wisconsin.
Good.
And this is this kind of stuff. It's so corrupt. We need to, we get one chance, everybody in history, to write this, to get this election right, this one, get our country back. And it's a start. It's going to be a process. But you know what? With God, all things are possible, and the miracles just keep happening. And you're one of those miracles, Kerry, that you're running for office. I'll tell you, when I heard, and we won't name no names, everybody, but there was a Kerry worked in the journalist broadcast TV, and in the place where you can't where you're restricted on what you can say, and you got tired of it, right, Kerry?
Right.
I mean, tired.
I worked for 27 years covering Arizona as an honest journalist, and I 22 of those years I worked as the number one main anchor at the Fox affiliate here in Phoenix, where we reached about 7 million people in this state. Our TV show did, and we were very popular and number one for many years. So the people of Arizona, Mike, know me. They don't just know my name, you know, which is name ID, and that's very powerful in politics, but they know me. They know my heart. They know who I am. And that's why my opponent running tens of millions of dollars in nasty ads, attack ads on me, the people just aren't buying it because they've had me in their home for 27 years as an honest journalist. But I walked away because I realized during COVID and during that stolen election that it was a whole lot of propaganda and an agenda, and I wasn't willing to lend my voice, my mind, my soul to that line of work. To me, it started to feel immoral. I walked away from my paycheck and my successful career, and the people of Arizona were just so moved by that that they started reaching out to me in droves saying, please run for office. We need somebody with integrity who we trust, who understands the issues here in Arizona. And so I did, and we threw our hat into the ring a year ago, June 1st, a year ago, and we have been number one in the polls since day one. Since day one. Rhino I'm running against has never even come close to overtaking us, and nor will she. We're going to win this. We're going to go on and beat the Democrat socialist who's running, and we are going to turn things around in Arizona, secure our border, stop people from coming across, end the madness that the cartels are pushing on us, and for once and for all, restore faith and honesty to our elections. And stop the brainwashing of our children.
Right. Well, that and everybody, too, realize that you've all heard me on this show bash Doug Ducey, the current governor of the state of Arizona. He's probably in the top two or three in the country of the Republican governors. That is a perfect example of a rhino that made decisions, not even to rhino, made decisions that didn't make sense, Kerry. When Arizona, when all this went down with the election crime, if you remember Doug Ducey, everybody, when they were showing 10 hours of evidence in Arizona, on the first hour, he called it in before even seeing the evidence and said, nothing to see here. Arizona electors go to Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, who would do
that's
that?
Right.
In this, you got to look at things, everybody, and go, Why is that? And when you can't, when places back then, when all the media, the conservative media, would not show any of this stuff, that's the challenge we're up against. But I, you're right. The people do know, Kerry, and I've been down, I'm telling you, because you just tell it like it is. I loved it when you were on, and I put it up on my post here. It's on Frank's Speech, everybody. When you did your interview with Brett Baer, whatever is that his name, Brett?
Yeah, I finally got an interview on Fox. I finally got an interview on Fox, and they ambushed me.
Yeah, I was the big. If you guys all get a chance, watch it. It's right here on Frank's Speech, everybody. You got to watch this. Kerry was on fire, and that terrible Brett Baer, he just asked all these horrible the questions he was throwing at you. Yeah, he tried to ambush you, and you just fought back. Said, here's what the people care about. Here's what the people
care
about.
And the funny thing is, they had just had my Rhino opponent on, who's, you know, in last place. I'm in first place. And they did a total softball interview with her. And so we contacted them and said, hey, if you're going to have somebody who doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning, then you might as well have me on because I'm going to be the next governor. So they finally agreed. They had us on and they planned an ambush, but it did not go well for Brett Baer. As a matter of fact, some people said I handed him his you know what. Right, so Mark. Go to, you've got it up on your site, right? Is it on Frank's Speech? You have it up
it's
right now?
It's on Frank's Speech, everybody. You can all watch it. It's so awesome, everybody. You got to see it. Yeah, I got it up there and it's on Frank Clips, everybody. Look on Frank Clips and share it everywhere. Share it everywhere. I reshared it everywhere. People need to know.
Oops, sorry, Mike. I worked so many years, 3 decades in broadcast journalism, and I understand what it means to be an honest journalist and also what it means to be an activist. And we're seeing far too many activists that are trying to disguise themselves as journalists, but really they're propagandists. And so when they come at me, I know exactly what they're doing, and I know how to flip it around and push it right back at them. And it's always fun to go mano a mano with these propagandists because they don't know what's about to hit them.
Right. Well, that's what, you know, that's actually all the propagandists that I have watching here right now. They know when I'm talking to me what hit them because I've been doing it for a year and a half to these horrible journalists out there. And Kerry, just came, we showed at the top of the show, of all the great things that Arizona, your case that was there that the judge agreed to see to get rid of the machines, the preliminary injunction, all the stuff from the rally, everything that was down this last week. Do you know what what was written about me? Only one thing. Mike Lindell said he was a crack addict a couple decades ago. That was the headlines at Yahoo. I'm going,
so sick.
Yeah, that's old news. That's old news. But they made it because I said, people in politics, people now are waking up to what was going on in politics. And I've said it many times. Back when I was on crack, I didn't think politics affect me at all. Whatever, it was my last thing on my mind. But everybody now knows it's affecting everything. Do everything we do.
Yes.
Donald Trump showed us what good politics can do, and this whatever this is in power is showed within how you can destroy a country. They should write a book, How to Destroy a Country in Less Than 2 Years. You know.
Right. It's terrible. And, you know, and the reason that I wanted to get involved in this lawsuit to get rid of these electronic voting machines is we can do everything else right. We can make it day of voting. You have to show a photo ID. You have to do small precincts and count that night by hand, or rather before we do the hand counting, get rid of the machines. If you do everything else right, Mike, but you fail to get rid of the machines, then you still will not have honest elections. You have to get rid of the machines and go back to hand counting in the small precincts. And that's what this is about. We can do it. They try to make it look like it's an impossible feat. It is not impossible. We did it for years. France just did it in their last election. And we can easily do this. And frankly, we have to do it if we want to restore honesty and faith in our elections.
Well, thanks, Kerry. And that brings up everybody. That's why you have to go. You have to tell everyone about the Moment of Truth Summit. Kerry, you and your whole team's invited to that. It's August 20th and 21st. I know you guys, everyone out there, it's invite only. But Kerry, today I've invited all of the current politicians I've invited them all. We're sending out emails to all of them. We'll see who shows up and who doesn't show up. I know one person that won't show up.
I'll
probably
be there.
Rusty Bowen. Yes, I know. Yes, you won't be. Awesome.
Rusty won't be there. But you know what I want to say about this? I told my team as soon as I got the invite, make sure we schedule to get there, because when you did your 3-day symposium last August, you know, people criticized and made fun of it, you know, the way they always do it. I will tell you, Mike, the things you revealed at that 3-day symposium are the things we are all talking about right now. They are right there, center of
all
of
come, it's
all
come
the issues.
True. It's all come true. Yes, thank you. It's like a true. And this one, I've told everybody, it's got, you know, this isn't going to be cyber too. This is the moment of truth summit, everybody. All 50 states are going to be there, Carrie. We're doing, each one's going to be represented where they get up there, their current footprint, where their blocks are, what they've already found, what their lawsuits are that are going on. Then the next day, it's going to be the trial of the machines. Basically, and by the time you're done watching this, there ain't a person on this planet that will watch that will ever want to have a vote with the machine again, because because they'll realize it's the most corrupt thing there is, and you can't risk. I want to tell this. I want to tell you the one thing: when ESNS machine said all machines can be hacked, every one of them. They said they're all vulnerable, and I say to this: let's just say I'll use this for example, the last example here. Let's say that nice lady, her and her husband, that Democrat in Georgia that got zero votes. Brad Rasmussen said it was a programming error. Let's assume that it was a programming error. She lost her election on that. What if she'd have got just 10 votes in the programming error? It would have changed history. She was third place and she went first. So everybody, we're not just talking about all the corruption. We're talking about when a computer makes an error, it can be millions, or, you know, you miss a zero, you miss a digit, a programming error, as Brad called it. You can't have these. In your case, sir, in your case, Carrie, the judge said a real important thing. He asked one of the attorneys, he said, you know, there's vulnerabilities in both humans and machines. It could be in both. Our attorney said, hey, one person with a computer can change millions of votes. If you had to change millions of votes with people, you'd have to have a lot of corrupt people. And I think people are genuinely good inside. You would have to have tens of thousands to change an election. And it'd be a coordinated effort, but we would catch them. Look at the ones that got caught by 2,000 mules. They're caught. They're on camera.
Yep.
They were paid to commit felonies. And they're all going to go to prison.
Yeah, and we're going to catch more people. We're already aware of some fraud that's happening, and people are going to be caught. So word to the wise out there in this election coming up in Arizona, don't do it. We're watching. We already know people have cheated, and we're coming after them, and we're coming after them fast. Mike, I got to run because I am going to talk to people. I'm still on the campaign trail, you know. The election's August 2nd, but people are voting now.
How does everybody help out your campaign? Do you have a website or anything?
I do, carrielake.com, carrielake.com. If you're in Arizona, go there and see where I stand on the issues. Vote. I need your vote, either, you know, now if you've got a mail-in, or August 2nd at the polls. Also, take people with you to the polls. Get them voting. And if you're out of state, consider making a donation to our campaign. We are going to protect the border, which will help every other state in this country. And I vow to the people of Arizona and the people of America, I will do everything in my power to secure that border and make sure Arizona is safe and this country is safe. Thank you, Mike, for having me on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. See ya.
Okay. God bless you too, my friend.
You're America's candidate.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we got to win it, and we're going to win it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brandon, I got to go too. Thanks, Carrie. Brandon, I got to go. I'm getting on a call to hundreds of thousands of people. So I know you got a great show coming up tonight. You got, if we say something controversial, Brandon, tonight.
I'll try. I'll do my best, Mike.
They keep trying to cancel us out.
Well, I'll do my best. That's the Lindell Report. Hey, don't forget, support Mike. You just heard he ordered a truckload, another semi-load of that Mike coffee. And I literally, about an hour ago, had my wife make me another coffee. I didn't make her. I asked her, okay? I asked, hey, hon, can we have some more? So I love it. You'll love it. Go to mystore.com. Use that promo code coffee77. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.